It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Good morning, Austin, Texas. Beautiful Saturday morning here in the capital city. This is Johnny Rogers, joined with Ashley Camrath and Casey Studdard. You're listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate on 104.9 The Horn.
Saturday lineup. Here we go.
Thank you for starting your day with the three of us.
How was the week, Johnny?
Week was great. Busy. Still, real estate market is hot.
You got that gleam in your eye.
Yeah, because we finally, it's a battle out there, but you know, at a certain price point, multiple offers are going to just be assumed.
Yeah.
Like, you better go in full price, asking whatever, and figure it all out after during the option period. But it's you're going to be in multiple offers, and you have to present the best offer amongst.
Quickly.
And you have no idea who you're up against.
Right.
You have no idea, like, are these cash offers? Are they whatever? But it's a hot market. So I had a client, you know, that lives in Seattle, and he's looking, you know, at a certain price point in South Austin, and he likes that area and thinks that there'll be a lot of appreciation with Tesla and all that kind of stuff. But shoot, we were in 5 days, we were in six multiple offers.
Wow.
Six. In 5 days.
Did he get something?
And then finally on the 7th, we found a house that was not in multiple offer situation. We beat everybody to the punch, and
That's awesome.
Got it under control. We got it under contract, and literally the next.
The horn's going to crap right now.
Yeah.
It's going to crap.
We're talking real estate.
I mean, we're going to have to call Jason.
Look at me, like, Casey.
I got one ear on a headphone.
So we've been having some technical difficulties.
The other one has no foam on it, so like my ear is like going numb right now.
Yeah, that's a good look, Case.
The other two don't work. I mean, can we get some headphones in here? I guess I'll just
let's
have to
get Casey some coffee.
No, I don't need any coffee. I can't do the morning.
Either that or let's put some Twisted X in that Rudy's cup.
No, I'll have my first beer on 10.
There you go.
10:15-ish. Once I start sweating.
How's y'all's week going?
Good, except it's 103 average this week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's been a solid week.
Get ready for a big lineup at Whitfield's?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just weird transition period right now. So, like, normally right now you get 4th of July in the restaurant world, it kind of slows down. Because it's really, really hot.
After the 4th. Yeah.
And then, like, really slows down right before August. Because now everyone's kind of taking their last trips,
right.
Family-wise.
Getting ready for the school year.
Getting back to school. So that's usually what's going on with that. But right now, you know, with COVID.
I mean, are you guys seeing increased business because of
no,
anything?
We're about average.
You
right
were
now.
Busy yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we had a... We had a mean first rush, and they kind of just trickled out throughout the day. But we're pretty much average, but we're not going. You know, I'm not seeing extra numbers or anything. But you can see, like, normally this time of year, it's always slower in the restaurant business because of that, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people are still on vacation. A lot of people, friends of mine. They're staying on the beach and with their kids for 2 weeks and letting them do their school from the beach because
sure.
They can all work from there.
Do they?
Instead of sit here and not do nothing, you know what I mean? So they already have automatically, they don't have to drive down there, don't have to drive back, you know, so.
I could not imagine having to juggle, schedules. If you're a scheduler, like, you know, my brother, Jeff is a scheduler.
Just
to the T. Like, we're on point.
Like, he was, for vacations and such?
My brother like
on vacations, you have to be like, don't include me in the itinerary.
No, like he's so detailed. Listen, he's so detailed. As an 8-year-old, he rearranged the luggage in our van to maximize space so he could sleep in the back. At 8 years old, like. That's just, I mean, he does all the planning when with so John Fox. Like one of the reasons that, you know, Jeff's usually smarter than everybody else in the room, but when he got to Carolina with John Fox, what he asked John to do was, hey, let me do the scheduling for you. Let me do the planning for you. Yeah. Right? So now John Fox was like, yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's like having a pledge in your fraternity to come in and say, hey, can I clean the toilets? You know, like it's no fun to do, but what Jeff did is he put himself in a situation. Now he knows how to do it, and he puts himself in a situation where Foxy needs him for everything. So, you know, when people depend on you for your skill set, that's a pretty smart way to go about life. So
good place to be.
Yeah. And speaking of football, we had the Longhorns, Texas, kicked off practice yesterday for the first
time. They did.
Thank the Lord.
First practice since December 29th, 2019.
That's weird.
8 months.
It's crazy.
But, you know, it's I'm curious, what's the breakdown on camps?
What do you mean? Like,
what's the
2 days?
I know 2 days, all that kind of stuff, but what's the protocol with how many days are they allowing them to have a full camp? Is that what's going on? Or
no, I think it'll be modified. And one thing that I think you heard Tom Herman talk about after yesterday's practice was flexibility. And flexibility in don't plan. They're not planning anything out after 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and that even may be too far out to plan in this thing. I mean, the Big 12's yet to release the new 12-game schedule. UT will play all 9 conference games and 1 non-conference. Most likely it'll be UTEP on September 12th. That's kind of been floated out there.
That's going to be our first game now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they already said South Florida's there.
And it's not a given that the Texas OU there. Game is going to be on October 10th.
It's so not a given?
It's not a given.
No,
I mean, the scheduling is going to be completely weird. And yeah. I saw there was, I think the SEC is starting to release some schedules, and I forget who it was, but the first 2 games were Alabama and LSU, and I was like, oh God. Could you imagine starting your season?
Probably A&M.
Alabama,
it's
LSU,
probably the Aggies.
You're like, all right, here we go. You better get your chin strap buckled up.
But I thought it was really interesting and a great stat that the University of Texas recently administered 153 COVID-19 tests to the 5 teams that are back on campus. Now that's football, men and women's basketball, volleyball, and soccer, and 0 tests positive.
Good.
It's 0. Because they don't have any other students in school right now. I'm trying to tell you, when all that gets here,
yeah.
You're going to tell me,
they're bringing them all on campus. They're all coming back because the school's got to make money for rent and these apartments. They're not losing money.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, you're going to tell me they ain't going to go to a friend's house, a girlfriend's house or a boyfriend's house, like vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Would you?
What?
Would you?
I wouldn't go to a party, but yeah.
Casey.
Yeah. Well, what's up, girl?
I wouldn't go to a party, but I mean,
you shoot. Up?
Hey.
Do they have text messaging back then, Casey?
Yes, they did. I'm at your age.
Yeah, I was going to say, Johnny totally did.
Y'all didn't have cell phones.
We had pagers, son.
Hit me on my hip.
You were
hit
in college? You were in college with pagers?
No, high school.
Okay, I was about to be like, dang, you are old.
No, we had cell phones.
613 get G.
Stop it.
That was the number.
No.
Pound 07. That was the football number. You always had to do pound 07 or your football number or whatever it was so people knew who you were.
Oh, I got you.
When you paged somebody else?
When they just
that
knew
was your
number?
Tag?
My buddy's was rough 0090. RUF. Like, we had to get creative back then. It was...
See, I didn't even get a cell phone until my junior year of high school. So, I mean, I'm not really... I never was the pager. My buddy had a pager. But he always getting beat by his parents.
Yeah. That's,
get your ass home.
Mm-hmm.
That was why we had ours.
Yeah.
But I thought Tom Herman has taken the correct way in regards to their preparation and everything with practice. He says, right now we're just singularly focused on trying like heck to make sure that tomorrow's practice is better than today's.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm happy that they're, you know,
COVID-free and
COVID-free and everyone's staying in.
In meetings, they're 6 feet apart. You know, so they are meeting in person. I know at the NFL level, they're not allowing the quarterbacks to be in the same room, like all the quarterbacks to be in a quarterback room. They're separating all the quarterbacks because if one goes down, they're not letting the other three get sick.
Man, so damn.
Now, I don't know, you know, I've seen a lot of talk out there about, you know, the NFL needs to go to this bubble scenario like the NBA is.
You can't.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a traveling circus. There is 200 people that travel with a football team.
In college football.
Even in pros.
Probably. Probably more in college than the NFL. The NFL is strict when it comes to who is on the like
cheerleaders
sidelines and things like that.
Well, yeah,
if you're not a direct employee of that team, you are not on the sidelines. It's not like the alumni group come in and say, "Hey, let's go."
But the thing is that they're flying on our charter. How big is a what's the average passenger on a flight? Like how many?
So like a 737, maybe like 200 passengers?
Yeah, so
173 or something like that?
Sure.
Yeah, so we're flying 150 every game. Easy. Because you have your whole strength staff, then you have all your coaching staff, then you have the second coaching staff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's like
trainers.
There's 25 coaches.
Right.
The trainers. You got one, two, three, and then you got the I mean, you're
at the,
traveling.
At the NBA level, I think you could safely say it's less 20 or
100%.
About 20 people on the entire team, coaching staff, and trainers.
Yeah, 25.
That's manageable in a bubble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 53 guys.
But at an NFL level, 32 teams with, you know, 150 each.
How many are allowed to travel in college? 75 or something like that. I know it's not 53 like in a crowd. It's a lot more.
It's more.
It's way more.
But you're not taking, you know.
Yeah, freshmen.
The walk-on guys aren't traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're in like at some point in the depth chart, which usually if you're a walk-on, you're not.
Yeah, unless you're, you know. But they'll play at home games.
True.
Yeah. But,
yeah, you know, another couple things about, you know, Longhorn starting practice. Only two players were held out, redshirt freshman Jordan Whittington and freshman pass rusher Prince Dobra were the only two players that were held out Friday as precaution. And Herman believes they will be fully practicing on Tuesday.
Held out because they had symptoms or why?
No, it was Jordan still had some soft tissue issues.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm not sure about Prince, but again, both were just held out of precautionary
Jordan
reasons.
Jordan still has soft tissue issues. How do they not, like, that's every year with that kid. How do they not have, like, see, that's, I don't know. For me, that's.
He's only been, this is his second year.
But I mean, that's the same thing that happened last year in camp.
Yeah.
So. What that is like you're not either he's not hydrating well. Or, I mean, they have the whole P chart, so he clearly has to be hydrating.
I mean,
well.
is he being a champion? Are they checking each other's P yet at this point in the season?
I don't know. Bust I just think
the chart.
For me with soft tissue
Let's
issues,
get the P chart out.
It's either hydration or he's not taking care of himself or you know not stretching and really. Because what a lot of people don't understand, especially when these kids, when they're coming from high school, yeah, they train hard, right? You know what I'm saying? They train, you know, but they're not.
They don't know yet.
They don't have a clue what real training is. Like I remember my first week at Texas, Peanut. I mean, I'm walking there. I was like a couple weeks early, and Peanut, you know, Richard Hightower, he's now with.
Out in San Francisco.
Kyle Shanahan with Shanahan in San Francisco. Can I get it out? All right, there we go. And he's like, Casey. I was like, yeah. He goes, about to get a workout. Didn't you want to join? I'm like, yeah. Let me go. Where do I go? This is like my first time. He's like, go down and see Chip. He'll get you your bag and your locker, and then meet us up here. And I was like, all right. And we're just doing some easy stuff. I almost died. I was like, oh, my God, I got camp in 2 weeks. I better start running. I was like nervous. But it was just, I mean, but it was also my first time in human, you know, being down in Austin in full pads.
I mean, Jordan got hurt in the summer workouts, got a hamstring injury. So I don't know what it is that he's doing in the off season.
The medical staff needs to be working on him. But a lot of times too, these kids don't get in there enough. You know what I mean? And it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? you live in there in the pros because it's all preventative stuff. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I feel a little here. Let me just get this extra in here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you do that just so you know that it's okay.
Some that popped up in Herman's press conference too is that, you know, they're not a – Texas isn't a huddle team, right? So they're kind of – like there aren't going to be huddles this year in college football, I would think. Is that – will that come into play?
I'm just saying, okay, so
– I don't know, right?
That's weird.
I just feel like – so I have a girlfriend who's at Marine Corps boot camp right now.
Okay.
And she's in week six. And this is actually a mentee of mine that I've been, you know – for years because she wanted to do media, and so I've been mentoring her. So she has decided to join the Marine Corps, and she went and had to quarantine for 2 weeks before boot camp started. She's now on week six, and we got a call the other day that she's got COVID and pneumonia.
Sheesh.
And my thing is like, okay, so then everyone in the barracks has COVID.
But I mean, football is such a contact sport. Does it matter if you're huddling or not?
That's my point. If you're going to go get on the line against some guys, why would you go?
Yeah, I mean, you're still
going to
be knocking heads. But like,
did you see the Broncos yesterday when they're running out of there? So the Broncos have a system. Where,
a mister?
Yeah,
is this the car wash deal?
Yeah, when they run out to the field, I'm like,
no,
you
way.
Should do it on the way in. Like in 10 minutes, they're going to be sweating their ass off.
Right.
And
then, right.
I mean, it's. You're going to be all
and,
over each other.
By the way, they're outside, so.
Wait, what's in the mister? Just water?
No, it's a disinfectant. Yeah.
So we're going to spray you down
on the way out.
Stop.
I'm like, spray them on the way in. I get that. You know what I mean?
The NFL just picked up a new sponsorship. It's called Purell Spray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just this misting spray. The NFL's got a patent on it. They're going to make everybody run through it.
All it's going to take is one guy to get some in his eye.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Sure, it's tear-free for babies. I tried this on my
What is this tested on?
Hey, right. You know what's funny, though? When I first had my kids, you know, that tear-free shampoo, I was like, man, I don't believe this crap.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you put it in your kid's eye.
I put it in my eye.
Okay. I was like, okay. Thank God.
Open your eye.
I put it in my eye, and I was like, wow.
It really is tear-free?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a little red eye afterwards. So I put it, like, straight in, but... I had to try. I was like, yeah, let me see what this is.
Your wife walks in. Casey, what are you doing? I'm just making sure it's tear free.
Just washing my eyebrows.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
No. But the whole with the NFL, I mean, they're gonna get it. You can't bubble the NFL.
Right.
If someone gets it, you know, and some people are like, oh, it's only 2 weeks, but I'm like, shoot, you get 10 games, you lose your quarterback for 2 weeks, and you're playing with a backup, like that's not good. In the NFL, you're screwed. College, you're really screwed because you can't lose any games to make it worth a crap.
I think you look at what Texas did last year when all their quarterbacks got hurt and they brought in a running back to kind of run a mock offense or whatever. Like, you can do that at the college level. I don't think you can do that at the pro level. I mean, what are you going to do? Put, like, all right, Tennessee,
we'll
Tannehill, and everybody goes out. And
they got backup quarterbacks.
Deep snap to Derrick Henry. Okay.
No,
that's a pretty good plan.
They got quarterbacks that can, in the NFL, that will step in. You know what I'm saying? They got backups. You know, in college, you lose one game, two games,
because
you lose, you're done.
You don't have any national championship aspirations.
You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is like a Clemson, if Lawrence goes down and they lose two games because he's out.
And now they're not even in the playoffs.
And then they come back and
they're destroying everybody.
But guess what? You can't get into the playoffs because you already lost two games.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going to suck. But, you know, I don't – I hope there's some football. I mean, they're in camp right now. We're going to see some games.
Listen, all they can do is follow protocol, control what you can control, and now the coaches have the hardest job, and that's to actually coach. I mean, they've been trying to game plan this summer, trying to figure out what their schedules are going to be, and now they actually got a coach. So it's going to be interesting to see what level of football is put out onto the field. I don't think we're going to see any records broken this year from an offensive standpoint, but you never know.
No,
that's
Sam
the fun of college
Heisman.
Football. Yeah, yeah, I mean, why not? Why can't Sam Ellinger win the Heisman this year? This is the year. This of any year, this could be the best year for him to do so.
Yeah,
be a weird year.
It is going to be really strange.
But
no, I'm just hoping there's going to be. It's so weird seeing Washington football team. It's just it looks like a dry.
Darius Geis got canned yesterday. Got arrested for three incidents of domestic abuse.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's
he gone. Washington, I don't even think they waited around to see what the details were. They just cut them.
Sorry, buddy.
You can't. You just this can't. Day and age, nope. Domestic violence, uh-uh. Nope. Racism, uh-uh.
Yep.
You're gone.
How?
No excuse for it anymore. You're gone.
I love how Cam Newton always winds up looking like a grandma. He's always got like this, an old lady hat or some sort of like towel around his head.
How do y'all think Cam's going to do this year at New England? I mean, he's right now.
We'll
granted,
see what
this
Josh Daniels can do.
This is the first, really is. This is, you know, first week for Cam being there and all. He sounds kind of Belichickian, right? Yeah. Like he's saying the right things. He's being very humble. Granted, he doesn't have the job yet. He's going to have to go in there and battle Stidham. But come on, guys, that's Cam Newton. Cam Newton is the biggest, baddest guy to walk in the locker room. He'll be the biggest guy that walks in that locker room.
And granted, he'll be the first one to tell you.
Yeah, true. Now, there'll be a lot more space because they got seven players for the Patriots who have already opted out of the season, including three starters.
So, did you see Deion Sanders' tweet this week? Case, did you see it?
Deion?
Uh-huh. Uh-uh. So, he said, all players opting out in all sports, please believe, all caps, the game will go on without you. This is a business, and don't you ever forget that. There's no one that's bigger than the game itself. Only the refs, umps, and officials are that important that you can't play without them. Not you. Hashtag truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just classic Deion. He's just talking to talk to create controversy.
Yeah. Oh, Deion.
And he was the absolute best at it.
Yeah, prime time.
Prime time.
You
but
agree with him?
I don't know if I agree with the sentiment that he expressed it in, but it's the truth.
It is the truth,
The
game will go on.
I think
on.
There were 50 or 64 players now in the NFL who have opted out. Game's going to continue to be played.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They'll get paid their salary next year. But, okay, see you. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's just Deion just trying to
be Deion.
You know, stir the pot a little bit, poke the bear. And he's the best at it.
Agreed.
That's what he used to do to players on the field. Just poke them, bait them into stuff. Not much else to talk about, so Deion, I'll tell you what, there is something else to talk about, including the NFL. And this will be interesting to see what happens. The Rock buys the XFL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, The Rock did make a buku amount of money lately.
Rock has made a lot of money, spent about $15 million, and bought the XFL. So
$15 million was it?
That was it. There's
not much there.
There's not much there other than like the naming rights and things like that. But let's talk about this on break.
I watched his game show and it was freaking horrible.
His game show, The Rock.
Well, let's talk about this when we come back from the break because I think he's going to angle it to be a farm system for the NFL.
For sure.
And what a great time to do that in with COVID coming up and you establish yourself as kind of the minor league system for the NFL. So if you have a couple quarterbacks that go down, you have ability to pick somebody else up and step in and not play at a high level, but play an actual quarterback playing in a game rather than bringing in the emergency wide receiver running back. So we'll talk about that more right here after the break on the Big Ugly Tailgate.
Welcome back. Boy Wonder.
Big Ugly Tailgate is brought to you by Twisted X Brewery, the official beer of barbecue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate.
Hey,
sitting here Saturday morning. It's going to get hot today, but it's a nice, cool morning. Texas is back in camp.
First the horns day, are yes. running on the 40 acres.
That is true.
Except for Jordan Whittington with a hamstring injury.
That's true.
If you want to text in at 512-337-3776, or you can hit us up on social media at Big Ugly Tailgate. We've got T-Bone texted in. He said he's listening from Fort Walton, Florida.
Ew.
And he's our only listener this morning, apparently.
Awesome. So, all right.
Thank you, T-Bone.
Well,
Johnny.
Mom and Dad are out in Horseshoe Bay. They're listening. I know that. So we're up to three.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
I think Jim and Beth are listening.
Probably.
Will you tell T-Bone where you live so he can have his first drink?
That'd be downtown.
That would be downtown. Johnny lives downtown.
Y'all, I'm not going to go down the entire road, but I was extremely disappointed again in our city council because we were supposed to have put on the ballot in November initiative about the homeless camping ordinance.
Did it not make it on the ballot?
Downtown, it
had
enough.
It had 26,000 signatures, and I think you had to have 20. And the city council got rid of about 6,000 and said, "Nope, you're too short."
No way.
Not going on the ballot.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And our mayor Steve Adler came out. This
you're on your toes. I see you back
and
there.
And our mayor,
I made you flinch, didn't I? Come on, man. He was back there. He was back there switching with the board.
Yo, that's elite flinch. Producing right there.
Yeah, that was good.
That was elite.
That was good.
Quick on
that
your
was
toes.
Was Casey premeditated that one. Yeah, I watched it happen.
And like, just so everybody knows who our mayor is, Mayor Adler came out and said, "I really hope the University of Texas will rethink playing football this year."
So when are you going to run, Johnny?
He hates football.
When are you going to run?
Steve Adler hates University of Texas football.
Well, Adler, yes, I agree with that. But what he's doing is he's
rallying up the political base.
No, what it is that he's in such a hole right now that he doesn't want to be the one to say don't have football in Texas.
I'm saying he's
to cancel it altogether. As you know what I'm saying?
No, that's what he wants.
Oh, I know. But what I'm saying is he doesn't want to put that order out because he doesn't want to lose the votes with all the football fans.
Yeah, but
so he's going around to like people like Texas Tech talking to that AD or TCU talking to y'all's AD and president being like, "Will y'all just say you're not going to, you know, have anybody in the stands and all this and that?" He's a punk. But it's all right.
Beat it, nerd.
He is definitely.
Oh, we got four big mics
no,
in the house.
No, look. Text line is blowing up.
No,
we've got someone from Round Rock, number female listener number 7. Longhorn and Lubbock is listening from Podunk Lubbock. Ivan's listening. Marble Falls checking in. Thank you, Brian. Big Mike, number 4. David in Pflugerville.
Woo! Woo. Double digits.
That was like at least 8.
Double digits.
Yeah.
The show of the people.
That's it. The new show of the people. You're out, B&E.
Downtown is disgusting though right now.
So I haven't been down there in forever, but all the underpasses.
Oh, that's bad.
And just go down Cesar Chavez in the morning. Every morning I go down the street. And I mean, it's horrible. These are people who need help. And the city's not doing anything to help them.
It's hurting the city.
It's hurting the city, and it's a really, I mean, it sounds superficial to say, but it's a really bad look to go down the street and see nothing but tents.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be like
it's not safe. It's you know, these people are hurting. These are Austinites that need our help. So let's figure out a way
They're shipping them here from Houston, from Dallas, and from San Antonio because we'll accept them all. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. It's not because, you know, and these people can help themselves. There's a lot of things they can do.
So anyways, back to sports. We got the, you know, PGA Championships.
I just can't. The text line's just blowing up so much. Mark at McNeil Soccer is listening. CB said Herman said Jordan Whittington and Prince should be back soon.
Yeah, he said they should be back by Tuesday. They were just held out precautionary.
Well, I hope he doesn't. Those hamstrings are just so, like, tricky, though.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of it is you can overstretch and pull your hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people that have hamstring problems will overstretch, like keep stretching it, and then that's when they pull it.
Yeah. Have y'all watched Last Chance U?
Yep.
I love that show.
You talking about the new one out in Oakland?
So I haven't seen that one yet. I'm on season, the one in Kansas still.
With the coach that does nothing but curse?
The one that got, no, that, so I
hate. Are you with the fat coach? Like season 2 or something?
No, not Buddy.
Okay.
That guy's just an ass. No, the guy in Kansas, Indy, now he actually had to step down too because...
Yeah, just the show is so great.
It's so good.
And
Casey, have you seen it?
No, I'm not into
it. It's about JUCO football.
Yeah, I'm not.
And they've done it in Kansas a couple times, but this time they did it out in Oakland.
Casey's like, I'm not into JUCO football.
It's awesome, Casey. Like, I'm telling you right now, do you like Hard Knocks?
It's just great for TV.
Do you like Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks is okay.
Okay, well, it's the same thing as Hard Knocks, but they take you through a season.
Yeah.
Rather than just the 4-week period.
Last Chance U is great.
Man, don't knock the JUCO football. Those guys are just trying to get out there and play some ball.
Casey's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you around my national championship ring.
Casey's over here watching videos of Big Ben throw the football around.
You see his beard right now? It's epic beard. Okay. Epic beard.
Beard envy.
No, he does have a nice beard, though. I'm envying all the people.
Do you use product in your beard?
No, just...
All natural?
A little oak smoke. Okay. A little oak wood.
Yeah.
About it. That's about it on that. Oh, no, I mean, football's back. People are they're back to camps, you know, and that's awesome. And it's real good that Texas... And all five sports has, you know, zero COVID confirmed cases, and it's been a week or 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah. So that's awesome. It means what they're doing is working. So keep doing that. It's just for me when everybody gets back in school, you know,
it's not the team that it's going to be. Everybody else that is coming in, going to parties, and when you come into contact, I mean, you just got to be.
Yeah.
You have to be smarter than everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, that just sucks. You can't party in college.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Johnny, what would you have done? You probably got good grades.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been
valedictorian. I'd had the rope around my neck and spoken at
family's listening.
The valedictorian
speech.
Yeah.
Someone texted in from Rockdale and said, "Hey, fellas and gal, I'm working. Picking up dumpsters, headed to Horseshoe Bay and listening. Keep up the good work."
Nice.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
No, we do appreciate y'all listening.
But that's the other thing is, too, is you get, you know, with the NFL, you got guys that, like they're talking about Russell Okung, like he's kind of in his last few years, you know what I mean? So it's, and then you got guys like Tom Brady and Philip Rivers that want a couple more years and then they're out.
Right.
But they don't want. But they can't afford to have this year be gone, because if they had this year gone, they're gone. I mean,
But if you're Russell Okung and you're thinking about retiring, why don't you just take the year off?
But you don't get a credited season.
Eh, maybe he's going to take the year off because he's a big guy and more susceptible to COVID-19.
No, we'll see. But that's unacceptable.
Yeah, it is. That's acceptable.
Not through the NFL.
If you're considered obese, yeah, you are. If you're
So the NFL came out with rules, and it's pretty much you get 350 and a credited season if you're considered high risk.
Yeah.
And that's not considered high risk.
What?
It's basically if you've had previous cancer and like three other things.
Mm.
Not even newborns don't count, none of that.
No, I understand that, but what I don't know. We'll have to go back and look at that.
What I'm saying is, or you see a lot more linemen right now saying, well,
I'm good.
I'm 23% body fat. I'm considered obese, so I'm going to take that 350 in the credit.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not considered it.
Okay.
It's something, I know what you're, you know. But yeah, so that's not considered it. Or you'd see a lot more players, I think.
Right.
A lot more players be like, no. I mean, I honestly think if right now, because they get their whole contract the next season anyways. Take 1 year, make 350, you get a credited season, let all this stuff pass, you know, rest your body up, and get back after it again next year.
Well, a total of 66 players have opted out for the 2020 season, nearly half of them being linemen.
Are they?
20 offensive linemen and 11 defensive linemen opted out before Thursday's deadline.
What are they getting? Well, there you go.
Well, and I don't know of that
list,
whether they're a high risk.
Are they getting
the
350?
Right.
Because that's what I'm like.
The 150 or the 350?
Yeah.
And 350 and the accredited season.
Yeah, because at 150, you don't get accredited season.
Correct.
So that's the hard thing. That's retirement.
And again, for the listeners that don't understand why the accredited season is important.
It's for your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, that's an extra year of, you know, pension and all that good stuff. So
if you're opting out, it's
because NFL matches your 180% your 401k.
Nice.
So you know.
Gosh.
Yeah. So that's every year you got.
How old you got to be?
If you're a dumbass and don't max that out every year, getting paid, you know, over $300,000, you're an idiot.
Well, there's been a few of those in the NFL. We've seen, but we'll see. They just had some fantasy football rankings come out. How excited are you guys to talk about fantasy football this year?
How are they going to gamble on that?
On what?
I know, but it's just going to be weird.
On fantasy football or just gambling on the NFL in general?
Well, I understand how they
gamble. You're going to be paying real close attention to that injury chart. Wire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to be on that.
Only played one time, and I love
fantasy
it.
Football?
Yeah.
It's great.
I just always miss the draft.
It's we've got an incredible fantasy football league. The APL, the Austin Premier League.
You have forever, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like 10-year anniversary of your fantasy football league?
We're getting up there. we're going to have our first ever virtual draft, which, you know, will be interesting.
Well, good thing you have that fancy, you know, headset piece for your gaming and all that.
Are you trying to knock my gaming skills?
Not at all.
I got a badass headset too when I used to play.
You do?
Dude, let's go.
I don't.
20-second wash?
He's got kids now.
Bang, bang.
I got kids.
Or whoever's drinking game it is.
Big update on Call of Duty. The big 5 update just happened. If you have not updated it, get ready because it's going to take you about a day.
My 14-year-old niece the other day, she said something about COD. I was like, what's COD? She's like, Call of Duty.
No doy.
It's like, what do you do with all that extra time you save by not saying Call of Duty?
Well, to the gamers out there, you know, there's gamer code, right? Yeah. Like, I didn't know what, like, we were playing one of the first games I ever played. You got the headsets on, and afterwards, I hear these like 20 people going, GG, GG, GG.
Good game. I learned that from you GG. When we came back from COVID.
Yeah,
because the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Y'all, listen, I'd never played video games in my life, and about 8 of our buddies all got PlayStations.
It's changed, but it's
so much more fun now because it's the interaction you have amongst your buddies.
Well, see, I had that already. So in college, in my
are you trying to tell me to grow up, Casey?
No, I'm saying that you're now just. So when I was in my 20s, that's how I got into it. I was like, what? Because we used to link Xboxes together, and then once it went. You know, through
I think the only game you could play amongst your friends. I remember Bond. Wasn't there
GoldenEye.
That was fun.
Yeah, so that was fun. But then they, you know, we all started on Halo in college.
Yeah, I was past. I was a grown man trying to make some money.
You were a super responsible adult by then.
Exactly.
It would be like me, Lyle, Austin Sinline, A-Hump.
Oh, boy.
A-Hump and his brother, a couple other cats.
Would A-Hump just walk in with like a keg of beer over his shoulder?
No, he wasn't. That was back when he was playing, you know, with the League team.
That's how he used to enter parties in high school. Aaron Humphrey would walk in with a keg on his shoulder and love it.
I mean, because why not?
Yeah.
we went to, who was it? Him and Brock Edwards. They took me to this house, man. They had a pet alligator in their garage. Jesus. I was like, man, what is going on? I was like a freshman, just got done with
those West Texas boys.
Done with the bowl game. I was like, what am I doing?
What is Aaron Humphrey doing?
So speaking of West Texas, like, have we even talked about Texas Tech today? Because someone just texted in and said, Raider home inspector inspecting in Leander this morning. Y'all keep up the Tech hate speech. Wells and company stacking talent and getting ready to punk T-Sip.
Huh?
What?
What does that mean?
What?
I don't even understand.
Do we
even talk
Tech.
About Lubbock?
That's what
or
I was,
West Texas?
That's what I don't. I mean, we talked about West what? Texas boy Aaron Humphrey.
What's the Red Raiders? What is it? Get your grades up? Isn't that their slogan? Wreck 'em Tech?
I didn't even understand what they wrote.
Okay, I love it. Like, Johnny's over here.
What
Johnny's
ask?
Over here throwing
just
this.
Get that. If you go to Lubbock, you know, you got to be aware of that Raider ash. You know.
No, I hear that. But what do they say?
Get your grades up.
Seth, we've been.
Oh, get your guns up.
Talking about some Tech
speech. No, what did the person text?
He said he's a Raider home inspector inspecting in Leander this morning. Y'all keep up the Tech hate speech. Wells and company stacking talent and getting ready to punk T-Sip.
Who's Wells? Their head coach?
Sure.
is that who, no idea.
Who that's
Wells?
What's making me.
Is he digging a well for himself? Because he's horrible. I don't know.
Female listener number 7 said, what's for lunch today, Casey?
Matt Wells, hired 2 years ago. Former Utah State Aggie head coach before being hired at Texas Tech.
Oh. I mean,
well, apparently
Raider hired an Aggie. That's smart.
Stacking talent.
Smart.
We have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll pick this conversation up for sure on the other side. Y'all stay with us.
All right, let's fade this music
song.
Out of here.
Take a step back.
Jeez.
Why did we play
the
this
song
thing?
Of our generation? The great Gary Patterson,
so
head football coach at TCU.
Why I hate you,
Johnny. You're banned from picking music.
Yeah.
What are you talking? I've played back to back hits. I mean, we're spitting fire over here with Gary Patterson and Mace. Are you kidding
Speaking
me?
Speaking of fire, he's in some hot water this week.
Oh, good segue there.
Thank
I
you
like
so
that.
Much. Thank you.
You've been working on that, haven't you?
No, actually, it just came to me.
Atta girl.
So natural.
I wrote it down 3 days ago. Yeah. Look, right here in my notes.
Yep. Real quick, before we get to Gary Patterson, y'all definitely head over to our Big Ugly Tailgate Twitter because we've got a poll going right now. Who should Austin elect as their next mayor? Right now, Johnny's got 94% of the vote.
Yes, all right.
16 whole votes, and Johnny's got 94% of the vote. I just want to know who this 6% is.
Yeah.
And please stop listening to us.
Where are they? Get them out of here. Beat it, nerds. I want 100%.
Spammers.
Let's go.
Spammers.
Yeah, Gary Patterson earlier this week got himself in a little bit of hot water.
Yeah, I read it, but I mean, It's all. I mean,
it was. It's a tough spot to be in, especially any time.
But he did the. He shouldn't have said it, but he's doing the right thing of not letting that word be said.
Correct,
and that's good.
And for those that aren't familiar with the situation, basically what happened is that this week during practice up at TCU, there was a student athlete who had been using, you know, dropping the N-word a lot in the locker room, and that's something that from people I've talked to and my sources that, you know, it's a word that doesn't want, you know, the head coach and the whole coaching staff and the leadership group of the team, they disband the word, right? Mm-hmm. So head coach Gary Patterson called him out and said, hey, you've been saying this word, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, you keep this up, you know, and he said some, you know, head coach talk, whatever to the kid, you know, I'll send you back to, you know, wherever, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the kid goes back into the locker room and tells everybody what had happened and comes out on Twitter. And by the way, when it was brought up, that's when Gary Patterson stepped in. He went back in the locker room and said, hey, I didn't call you this. And he said the word, which he should not have. And he's come out and said, hey, it's not acceptable in any context, but he said it. And he was just trying to clarify it. But I think what's interesting is this day and age and this culture that we're living in now, where there is absolutely zero excuse for that word.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And a Division I head football coach says something in that context, and 3 days later, it's not a story. And I think the reason it's not a story is because all the players that Gary Patterson's been around for the last 20 years that came to his defense.
Yeah, right, no.
And said, that's not Gary Patterson at all.
Yeah.
But even the guys that were in the locker room tweeted back at it and said, no, it's not what happened.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
The kid was just mad that Marcel Brooks was about to come in and take his job is what he's upset about.
Probably.
And in a statement, he said that during the recruitment process, Gary Patterson promised him playing time. Gary Patterson has never promised any kid playing time in his history of being a head football coach, ever. So this one kid was promised, yeah. Sorry,
come on,
buddy.
Man.
Beat it, nerd.
No, but like, regardless if someone promises you playing time or not, if you can't get on the field,
Earn it. Yeah.
So, but moving on.
Yeah, that's wild.
Female listeners, number 16, texted in and said, did Johnny mention living downtown yet? My beer is warm.
When I woke up downtown this morning.
Yes.
It was a beautiful morning to wake up in Austin, Texas.
There's the fourth and fifth mention, so there you go.
Yeah, you might finish that whole beer. Probably a Twisted X.
Better be.
Hunter hit me up this morning and said, going fishing finally. I'm like, dude, you have that beautiful, he has a badass pond.
You talking about out at the ranch?
Yeah, he has a badass pond. I'm like, why don't you, I would fish every day.
Yeah. Well, variety.
Yeah.
You know, probably his boy wanted to go and
dude,
fish.
My son would have me out there every night.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead serious.
Well, Hunter's daughter's a big fisherman too.
Yeah.
So it's probably her dragging him around.
Yeah.
But
she does drag him around. It's so funny.
What's funny to me is you know, growing up with your buddies and they start having families. I mean, Casey, like yourself, I've seen you around your daughter and you're butter. You know, Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. She looks at you and you're like, what, honey? What can I do for you?
What did she call the other day? She called, I think it was just the two of us in here, and she's like, Daddy, you play with me when you come home? Casey's like, yeah, baby.
Yeah. You got the
putty.
Putty.
Y'all are weak.
Girl, dad. No, it's
hashtag
a beautiful
girl
thing.
Dad.
It's a beautiful thing.
Whitfield probably gets jealous.
No. But no, Whitfield, if
Whitfield's the boy.
If we were sitting there, I mean, we would fish every night. Dad, hey. Because, I mean, every day he's like, hey, let's go get some more minnows from Cabela's. You know, he wants to. I mean, that's great. I mean,
we. You guys have like a routine. You got to.
We fish every week, but I mean, he would fish every day if I let him. I'd be like, "Hey, you want to go fishing?" Yep.
Lego.
And I can wake him up at. I'll wake him up at like 4 a.m. sometimes on a long drive, and I'll put him in his booster seat, and I'm like, "All right, go back to sleep. I'll wake you up when we get close." And he'll sleep for like 10 minutes, and the rest of the time he'll just be chatting my damn ear
Let's
off.
Go.
Like, dude, go to sleep.
Let's
and then
go.
But then on the way home, he's out.
Come on, Dad.
And then on the way home,
Done.
He's out.
Yeah.
Hey, so what kind of, you know, hey, like the whole time, I'm like, yep, Yeah, no, not that big of a hook, you know. But anyways, basketball's been amping up a little bit.
Yeah, you guys
though.
Been watching any?
I have been. It you know, a week ago I was kind of like, just no passion. But you kind of see him.
Well, you're getting closer to the playoffs.
That and... The guys are around each other so much that they're starting to get pissed off at each other. So you're going to see that aggression on the court a little bit. It may get a little chippy, too, here come pretty soon.
Here's what is so great about being an NBA basketball player. So Kevin Durant, who has yet to suit up for a Nets uniform, hasn't played.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Nets clinched a playoff spot, KD made $1 million bonus.
For doing nothing.
Well, he's done nothing, and he's still getting his $38 million guaranteed contract.
Nice.
And guess what? He should take that $1 million and give it to every single one of those guys on that team. Just split it up evenly and give it to everybody. Because
that ain't going to happen.
Because he didn't do anything.
Casey, you wouldn't do that.
Or take half of it. Like, you know, hey, I'm going to keep half, but I'm going to give you the rest. That's fair.
No, you just take him out to dinner. Spend $100,000. Say, all right. See y'all later.
All right. Well, I'm drinking Cristal on tap, if that's the case.
But I mean,
give me
dinner,
some Louis one tray.
The dinner,
line them up. Let's go. Round of
the
shots
dinner
for the boys.
Consists of a private jet. You know what I mean? To a good restaurant. So it's, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
Spend $100,000.
Where are we going there. To dinner? I don't know. Let's fire up the PJ, KD.
Yeah. Getting this PJ real quick and head over to New York and get some.
When you were a rookie in the NFL, did you have any of those hazing dinner incidents?
Yeah.
Did you have to pick up the tab?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I was a 6th-round pick, so, and we had there was 3 offensive linemen or whatever. So when it was our turn to pay or whatever, I mean, it was only like $1,600, $1,700 right. bucks. But I mean, the ones that get it bad are the 1st-rounders, 2nd-rounders, and 3rd-rounders. That's how they leased it with us. But you'll see, like, a 4th, 5th rounder, whatever, and some of the guys get all, you know, some of the older vets are like, just passing out Louis Trey, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, that's $2,000, y'all just drinking Louis Trey.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't even blink, but you'll see good guys like Andre Johnson come by and...
he'll be drinking waters.
No, he'll come by and throw like...
Just throw some cash in.
Throw $1,000 cash.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, here's $1,000 and give it to them or whatever. Or even like pick up, he'll be like, no, give me the tap. And he'll take the whole tab if he sees it and it's huge like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of older guys would do stuff like a Chester Pitts would do that, but then he'll like beat you over the head about it.
he'll remind you that he picked up the tab.
Guys, you know, I picked up that big tab the other time. Shut your ass up, Chester.
We get it. You picked up one tab in 10 years. Thanks, buddy.
Ephraim Salam, he was always cool. He actually, Ephraim Salam furnished my whole house for free.
Wow.
Wow.
Because he was like, me and the wife are getting new stuff.
Take the old stuff?
And he's like, I was like, man, I don't got anything. I was like, I just bought my first bed.
Casey's got a chair in the living room.
Yeah, I had a Lazy Boy from Mattress Mac. And they delivered me a Lazy Boy. I had that and nothing else.
The real quick, going back to the NBA and the Western Conference, they're racing for the last spot. You got the Grizzlies, the Blazers, the Spurs, Pelicans, Suns, and Kings still all in the mix there.
Mm-hmm.
Only a 3.5 game difference between 8th and 13th. But speaking of the Pelicans, Zion last night sat the game out just to rest.
Well, he's come off that injury.
I get that, but we've been resting for the last
I know, that's weird
two or three months, and it's not even a assurance that he's going to make. I mean, they're probably not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So what are you resting him for? I mean – I get if you're playing, you know, a long season, 82 games or whatever the NBA plays.
Because they don't want to injure him and then he'd be...
Get out of here.
I don't know. That's just,
this is the bubble. This is, I mean, they still won. They won the game without him. But to me, it's like, listen, the guys that are tuning in, they're tuning in to see Zion play. Give the people what they want.
No, I hear that. But, I mean, if you ain't going to make the playoffs and you're a superstar and you have a chance of getting hurt.
But they have a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, granted, they won, and maybe it was like, hey, we're going to win this anyways. Let's keep Zion. Let's give him a rest. But I don't know. At this point, they're only playing, what, 8-10 games in this reboot?
Yeah.
So, come on, guys.
No, I know. But, shoot. It is what it is. But anyways, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate and a little PGA talk.